Yesterday we saw how Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Chet is describing the process of starvation, pain, difficulty that was the backdrop to the man that God provided for the Jewish people to help them appreciate that it's God who provides them with food. In Pasuk Hey, Moshe Rabbeinu continues elaborating on this idea of lesson through challenge and suffering. And Moshe says, V'yadatim levavecha, know with your heart, ki kasher yiyaser ish et bno Hashem Elokecha miyasereka. Just as a person sometimes causes pain to their child, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused you pain, caused you yisurin. We find this concept in Mishlei Perek Gimel, where Shlomo HaMelech turns to us and says, Musar Hashem b'ni al timas. My son, don't be disgusted with God's teachings, his musar. Ki et asher yehav Hashem yochiach. Because it's the one God loves who he teaches lessons to. Uche'av et ben yirtzeh. And like a father who wants the best for his child. Or as Amos, the Navi, tells us, Rak etchem yadati mikol mishpachot ha'adama. It's only you who I really know from all the nations. Al kein efkod alechem et kol avonotechem. That's why I punish you for all your sins. Because I want you to improve. Because I care about you. The Gra elaborates on the Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Bet, and he says, any true love includes tochacha. The Medrash points this out in reference to the first place in the Torah where the word hochach appears, regarding Avraham telling Avimelech about the fact that his people were stuffing up the wells. The tochacha, kol ava, she'in ba tochacha, ein ava, says the Medrash. Ava without tochacha is not really love, because if you love someone, you want them to improve. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei speaks in general about the importance of Yisurin, and it says, there are three matanot that Hashem gave the Jewish people, and all of them come with Yisurin, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And this is because the things that are most precious we only appreciate when there's a difficult process in getting there. The Ramban, on our Pasuk, speaks about this concept and says that because Eretz Yisrael is something hard to achieve, niknes bi Yisurin, that's why it's peirot and the life there is so sweet and wonderful. One last thought about this idea of Yisurin and Eretz Yisrael. In the Kol HaTorah, Aleph Yud Gimel, Talmidei HaGra write in the name of the Gra that though Eretz Yisrael is niknes bi Yisurin, through them it's really, truly niknet. And the point is that when people have to struggle for something, they take ownership of it in a real way. We now, returning to Eretz Yisrael, we know the struggles that we have, and what should inspire us to fight through them, to struggle through them, is the knowledge that when we do, it will be, Amir Tashem, niknet mamish.